after we heard about the nutritional concern for the vegetarians, we are actually going to look at menus or some foods that we can use to make menus for lacto-ovo vegetarians and the total vegetarians. And again, this presentation was prepared by Dr. Georgia Hodgkin, and I'm speaking right now, and Chef Corey Dean will be up here, and Bert Connell, of course, he's the one that make us come over here and have fun. Make us, and it did not take much, you know, yeah, negotiation. He didn't have to negotiate at all. Okay. Types of vegetarian diet. I think we need to talk about this. We need to look at this before we get into vegetarians. There are several types. We are going to look at lacto-ovo vegetarian. What is lacto-ovo vegetarian? Which basically no meat, fish, or poultry. Still includes milk and eggs for the diet. The next one is total vegetarian, no meat, fish, poultry, milk, eggs, or honey. So there's no animal products whatsoever. The first one includes the milks and eggs. The next one is pesco vegetarian, no meat or poultry, but includes fish. And yes, still has the milk and eggs, but it has fish. Pollo vegetarian, no meat, fish, but includes poultry. So pesco and pollo, they're almost the same. It just pesco includes the fish, pollo includes the poultry. There are other questionable terms that we need to look at. First is the term vegan. When a lot of people use the term vegan referring to the total vegetarian group. And however, the term vegan includes beliefs regarding the environment, treatment of animals, politics, and the cycle of life, issues beyond the diet. So if you do not eat meat, fish, and poultry, no dairy product, no eggs, just for a health concern, then total vegetarian would be a better term. Therefore, we come from Loma Linda, or as the Seventh-day Adventists, we suggest that we use the term total vegetarian instead of vegan, because we don't carry any other beliefs. Not that we don't care, but we are strictly referring to the diet. Again, we suggest that you use the term total vegetarian instead of vegan. Plant-based phrase indicates diet that is based in plants, but something else is added, meat used as condiments. So plant-based diets are not vegetarian diet. Semi-vegetarian or flexitarian includes limited amounts of types of meat, fish, and poultry. For the flexitarian, usually the one that is eliminated is the red meat. So that's flexitarian. As you already know that we come from Loma Linda, we are proud to put that on the screen. That is our beautiful Loma Linda facility. That's more like the hospital. You can see the mountain there. So we're from there. And here is the principles for the Loma Linda menus. Loma Linda founded in 1905. We are based on the lacto-ovo vegetarian diet. Hygienic cooking and baking course began in 1908. That's why Dr. Connell yesterday mentioned that we have reached our 100 years last year before the School of Medicine. Dietitian's training course started in 1922, based on the Councils on Diets and Foods. And then School of Dietetics, 1928, started on 1928, and we have several name changes. Now, the two departments in the School of Allied Health Professions and the School of Public Health offers AS degree, BS, MS, MPH, and DRPH. We have to put in a little bit marketing there. So come to Loma Linda. And again, of course, the public health degrees are given by the School of Public Health. Meal plan. The meal plan for the lacto-ovo vegetarian and the total vegetarian that we are going to look at here consists of entree, starch group, vegetables, salad, bread or spread, breads and spreads, beverage and dessert. So it is a complete meal. The methods, if you were here when we talk about the ethnic methods the other day, we are using the same methods. We use the USDA My Pyramid for the calorie goals. This is the picture for the My Pyramid from the USDA, not from the vegetarian pyramid. It looks almost the same, but slow down. Okay, thank you. Again, the USDA My Pyramid, we are using that for the calorie goals. And the once we find out the calorie levels, the numbers of servings and the serving size and the food that we can use, we are using the General Conference Nutrition Council, the Vegetarian Pyramid. The calorie goals or the category that we chose is the 14 to 18-year-old boys, that is 2,200 to 3,200 calories. We chose that category because we believe that it requires the highest calories because they are boys and they need the calories for growth. Again, there's no coffee, tea, or alcohol. You have seen this, or some of you requested this. I'm going to review this just quickly since we talked about it on Tuesday. With several food categories, whole grains, vegetables, fruits, dairy, proteins, fats, and sugar, with no meat. And with the light background there, you see women jogging and a man on a bicycle. Keep in mind for the exercise. This is the back page of the vegetarian pyramid. For the columns, you see the food groups. You can see the whole grains, vegetables, fruits, and so on. The next columns are divided into three sections according to the calorie needs for adults, children, and boys and active men. The next one is sample of serving size. Remember, it's a sample of serving size. So you can have more than one servings. Best foods from each group, then that's just an example or idea that you can get what you should pick. For example, for the whole grains, instead of choosing the white bread, then that's the examples of alternatives that you can choose. And the last column is nutrients that contains in those foods, and which is the reason why you should choose those foods. Okay. This is the sample menu for the lacto-ovo vegetarian. And if you have seen yesterday, Dr. Connell brought the book Apple a Day number 3. That is the third edition for the book, the third volume of the book that just came out, and you will see some recipes of these food in that book. Okay, you will see this on the website, so. This is the analysis of the lacto-ovo vegetarian menu. The three-day average consists of the calories, 2,844. It falls within the range. So it's a good menu. Protein, 112 grams. And there are minerals that are lower than 100%. I want to point out there the iodine. This is, again, the reason why we should choose the iodized salt. This is an example menu for a total vegetarian. And we use here the soy milk. That is to replace the dairy product. Again, this will be on the website, so you will be able to see that. Here's the outcome for the total vegetarian diet. The calorie that comes out from the analysis still within the range for the growing boys. So it is a good menu also. Again, iodine is one of the minerals that is less than 100% satisfied. So therefore, again, the iodized salt. Menu qualifiers. These menu qualifiers here, we put it here so that it is a requirement for your menu to satisfy your need, especially for the total vegetarian. The soy milk fortification per ounces include 30%, actually that's a DV, not a CV, daily value for calcium, vitamins D, and B12. So if we are to choose the using soy milk instead of the regular milk, make sure the soy milk that you buy are fortified. And proteins are 8 grams per 240 ml or 8 grams per cup. That would refer to the protein source that we use for the menu. And 3 servings per day are very expensive for the dairy product. For example, in the United States, it's about $6 per gallon for soy milk and 360 gallons per cow milk. So looking at that, cost limits daily intake. So we need to look at other, if we are not taking the enough servings for the dairy products or the dairy product replacement, make sure we will look at other sources. And read label is very important because formulations change often. And sometimes one product one time is fortified and then in the future will be, the other way around. One is not fortified and then sometime in the future will be fortified. So you can use that as a source also. The summary. The food processors, again, that's what we use to analyze the nutrients for the ESHA software. Menus can be written for both diets to meet nutrient needs. So again, lacto-ovo vegetarians and total vegetarians, if you choose to do total vegetarians, can satisfy the need if it's planned correctly. Again, knowing with an assumption that you use fortified products. Read labels for total vegetarian diets, that's what we just mentioned, to assure adequate intake. That is to assure that the product that you choose is fortified. Total calories, protein, zinc, iron can be met using the My Vegetarian Food Pyramid. So when you get the My Vegetarian Food Pyramid, you can use that for the basis for your planning. Have a good day. And hopefully you can enjoy the sunshine for the vitamin D and the health from the vegetarian diet. And now Chef Corey is going to come up and he is going to talk about, he's going to touch on how to modify your recipe from non-vegetarian to vegetarian. Thank you.